Glenn, Syncrude has just celebrated its 50th year. Where did it get its start?
Well, Syncrude actually began as a research endeavor back in December of 1964. It was established over in Edmonton's Refinery Row at the corner of 17th Street and Baseline.
What was the impetus at that time to actually get things started? I know that the research goes way back to the 1920s when people were still looking at how do we even separate this oil from the sand.
Well, that's a great question. If you go back far enough, of course, people were pursuing trying to get the bitumen for things like road paving and other items, and then later on as a significant hydrocarbon resource. Back in the 60s, it was really all about a technically viable and cost-effective way of extracting the bitumen from the oil sands resource in larger quantities.
And so was there something specific then, some sort of technological breakthrough that would allow that?
I think at that time, the so-called suite of extraction and froth treatment technologies were the important core technologies of the day. And that was really what were the appropriate process parameters using the derivative of the original Clark hot water process, but to do that at scale so that you could get a good quality bitumen product, and then to prepare that bitumen for further upgrading processes, really like remove the excess water, remove the solids, and so it could really go into what we say as an upgrading process, but some folks might call that a refinery process.
Now, the construction on the Syncrude site, that started in the early 1970s. So how did things progress between 1964 with the research and then the actual construction? Because you must have had some idea at that time what you were going to do as a company.
That's right. And there were pilot projects actually done up at Fort McMurray in order to demonstrate the process lineup at a smaller scale before advancing into what was a very significant project for the participants and for Alberta at the time.
Now, when you look at the research over time, has the focus changed?
Absolutely. In the early days, as I mentioned, it was about a technically viable way to just extract that bitumen resource and upgrade it into pipelineable, useful products for the downstream refineries. And over the course of time, continuous improvement, reducing cost, reducing energy consumption. I'll give one example. We developed a lower energy extraction process than the one that we had originally started out with, where the processing temperature was changed from 80 degrees Celsius in our primary settling vessels down to about 40 degrees Celsius, which is a significant savings in energy consumption and related items. So that was the focus in those days. Now, we still very much work on continuous improvement of our core technology processes. That's important to us. But in the last decade, we've had a significant focus on sustainable and progressive reclamation, tailings management, and putting in place sustainable landforms, ultimately so vegetation grows well, both upland type of terrestrial vegetation, but as well as wetlands, because wetlands are a significant part of the landscape up in the Fort McMurray area. So we've been doing research in that area, and actually the Sandhill Fen research project is very much about putting a fen, groundwater-fed wetland back in that landscape. So today, about 60% of our R&D budget goes towards environmental research of that type.
Well, if we look back to the early days when you're still trying to deal with how do we effectively separate this and then move it along and process it, what would be some of the significant breakthroughs?
Yeah, one of the key examples of that is what we call the hydrotransport suite of technologies. During the early days, the technologies deployed by Great Canadian Oil Sands, who were our neighbors across the road and preceded us with first production, and also for ourselves at Syncrude, the way to mix the water and then float the bitumen was in devices called tumblers, very large, and Syncrude's tumblers were over 100 feet long, very large rotating vessels, and using very hot water because the residence time was very short. We did research on, how can we do that differently? at lower temperature. But at the same time, how can we reduce cost? And so we came up with what we call today hydrotransport, and that is essentially closer to the mining operation, mixing the oil sand with water, and then using that through pipelines to transport it to the plant, therefore less conveyors and no large tumbler devices in order to process the oil sands. And so that suite of technologies is now actually in use by all of the surface mining operations in the region, the one that we basically developed. And we also, for the Aurora operation, which is about 35 kilometers north of the Mildred Lake, or we called it the base operation, that's where we put in place the low energy extraction technology, which takes hydrotransport to the next level and reduces the primary settling vessel temperature down in that 40 degrees range. And then lastly, technology that only Syncrude uses right now, which facilitates us having a remote mining operation without duplicating all of the infrastructure we have at the base plant, is something called NFL pipelining, or natural froth lubricity, where we actually ship the bitumen froth back down to our froth treatment plant and our upgrader at Mildred Lake, but without having all of that additional equipment duplicated up at the Aurora operation. So that's kind of the last leg of the hydrotransport suite of technologies that have been put in place. And so, yeah, the evolution of the bitumen recovery and extraction has been quite significant over the last couple of decades.
You started out with your research lab over on Refinery Row, and now you're here in the Edmonton Research Park. What goes on in the building here today?
Yeah, the building is kind of split into, let's say, three functions. We do have the office area, which we are can see here, which is rather a conventional kind of office area. The great thing about having, though, our scientists located in this region is our access to University of Alberta, Alberta Innovates. We have other research partners like that. They're located in the Edmonton region. Now, that's not to say that we don't access others. It's essentially all over the world, but a lot in Canada, different universities we do work with, as well as other industry partners. So that's one aspect, is that part of this building. Now, the other one is that we have pilot plants here. These pilot plants replicate some of the processes that are in place up in the Mildred Lake and Aurora operation. And we test modifications to those processes here before they would ever go into service at the main plant, to ensure that we know how to implement them effectively. And then lastly, there is an analytical lab here, a fairly substantial one, which performs the assays and analyses that are necessary to support both any specialty needs out of the Syncrude operation, field trials that we might be doing up at the Mildred Lake or Aurora sites, such as plant tests. Sometimes you have to do those to test different things. And then lastly, the pilot plants down here generate a lot of samples that need to be assayed so that you really know what you've got and you can quantify it. And so there's an analytical lab here. So the three elements are, you know, the office area, our pilot plants here, and then the analytical lab.
What is the next 50 years going to bring?
Well, we will continue to improve the processes that Syncrude already uses, and we are working on alternative processes actually taking the resource and cost effectively, energy effectively, and emissions effectively, taking advantage of that resource. The other items are sustainable and progressive reclamation, continuing to close knowledge gaps, develop knowledge and technologies and practices so that that can very effectively be managed. And I do see that the research, as a key part of Syncrude's background and, as I said earlier, DNA, will continue. We are one of Canada's top 50 R&D spenders. And in fact, it was quite nice that the Alberta Science and Technology Foundation recently gave us an award for our 50 years of contribution to research in the oil sands in Alberta. So we expect to continue to do that. And as the business needs us to adapt, we will adapt our programs to follow along and generate good value for the company.
You mentioned partnerships with the university and some other research organizations. I understand that you also have some work going on with the synchrotron in Saskatoon.
Oh, yes. Actually, it's interesting that over in Saskatoon, we do work with those service providers, both government-based and industry-based and private-based, that can help us out and offer value. And actually, it's interesting you should mention, you know, Saskatchewan or Saskatoon, because we also have a relationship with the University of Saskatoon. And as you mentioned, Light Source Synchrotron, but University of Calgary, University of Western Ontario, and the list goes on. And really what it's about is not blanketing out there in these different organizations, but they all have a lot of unique either skills or experience or capabilities. And so we work together with the different ones where they augment, you know, our abilities. In some cases, we very much need to get help from those entities. It leverages the resources we have, and then that collaboration expands everybody's knowledge base. And we've just found it so incredibly successful working with all of these different folks.
Do you see a time in the future when you'll be able to, I guess, exploit the potential of the oil sands without actually having to dig it out of the ground? And it reminds me of some work that was being done at the University of Calgary, where they were looking at microorganisms to help break down the bitumen. What's happening in that area?
Syncrude itself certainly does work to improve its own technology suite, but also look at alternatives. And especially where those alternatives might be deployed at a next, say, development opportunity. And we very much are aware of some of the things that other folks are working on. And in fact, we have processes whereby, you know, folks can come and engage us in opportunities to do work together. And I do believe that we are a very young industry in the oil sands. There are going to continue to be significant technology advancements, such as what you've mentioned. I'm sure that if we, 50 years from now, look back at what we were doing today, we'd see, just as we have now, look back 50 years and seen how much different it is. It'll be the same. It'll be a significantly improved, and have changed a lot over the course of time. And we just need to continue to work towards that in all of the different pathways that we have. And I should mention, you know, looking back over the last 50 years, I'm particularly proud and privileged to have at least been in a small role part of Syncrude and the good work that folks have done. And very much I'm proud of the body of work that has occurred over these first 50 years by all of those, good people who have been engaged in the past and present and will be in the future. So I think the future continues to be strong.
In the building, you have a wonderful patent wall. How many patents does Syncrude have?
Yeah, we actually, over the course of time, have accumulated a lot of Canadian patents. We also have some patents in the U.S., but we are around 150 patents right now. And I should mention that there's a reason why we do patent our technology developments. And it's primarily to ensure that Syncrude and Syncrude's owners can practice those technologies. We also have, through the course of time, recovered costs of technology development by others procuring rights to utilize some of those technologies, and hydrotransport would be a key example. But the fundamental reason is to ensure that we can practice those technologies. And when it comes to environmental technologies, we also are sharing together with our Canadian Oil Sands Innovation Alliance partners in knowledge and technologies and practices in that area. And so we treat intellectual property differently there. It's a sharing mode.
Thank you very much, Glenn.
And thank you, and have a good day.